A radio station run by the people, for the people.
Hi, this is Mike Goodyear, and right now I'm listening to the Sunday Sports Show on 92.3.
Halton Community Radio.
Last Monday on the bank holiday, the Linnets fans travelled in anticipation of a tough game against one of the teams who will supposedly push the boat out and advance to the Unibond League. How football can be a funny game, and as we are well aware, and we had that confirmed with the Linnets picking up their best away win, probably since Warrington Town in last season's Cheshire Senior Cup. On the back of the 5-1 defeat against Colne, manager Steve Wilks made two changes, bringing back Robbie Moore at centre-back for the injured Thomas Bowden, and Rob White was recalled for Mike Young down the left flank. Both teams started off brightly, with the home team being prompted by an impressive Howard in midfield, and were testing the Linnets rearguard at every opportunity. But Runcorn's defence was standing firm to the home team's attacking probes. On 23 minutes, good work down the right from Dave Thompson resulted in the Linnets striker firing wide, and skipper Cunningham picked up his third booking of the season on the half-hour mark for a shot, really, which was 50-50 at worst. The breakthrough came on the 40th minute, when a good ball to White on the left saw the Linnets striker play a great ball to Stuart Telfer, who made no mistake from 8 yards out to give the Linnets a lead, probably against the run of play. But further pressure was applied by the home side, but Runcorn Linnets held out till half-time. The second half was a case of the Linnets trying to hold on for 3 great points. That's just what they did. Keeper Robbie Holcroft, who was unluckily the villain on Saturday for being sent off, was once again the hero with an inspired performance, denying home striker Karras on 3 separate occasions with great saves. 1 point-blank save was absolutely top draw. The Linnets were down to 10 men as Dignam was receiving treatment on the sidelines for a cut to the head. Courtney replaced the ever-willing runner Dave Thompson, and it proved to be a great change by manager Wilks, and Courtney was on hand to finish at the far post following a Robbie Moore header across the box to give the Linnets a 2-goal cushion with his first kick. The Linnets fans were now in full voice as the team were looking good for 3 points. Rob White was clapped off the pitch by the faithful on 75 minutes to be replaced by Damian Morrison. Mather set up Karras for a free header on 83 minutes, but he headed wide from a great position. This was the last threat from the home team. Michael Young replaced Nehru McKenzie as the dying embers of the game approached, McKenzie again having put in a great shift for the Linnets. Referee Davis, a different Davis from the Colne game, brought proceedings to a close after 4 minutes of extra time. A fine win for the Linnets against a team who will push them all the way in the promotion race this coming season. But on the day, were beaten by a team who played for each other, the most important thing in football, and they wanted to win for the shirt they were playing in. A great result for the club and the manager. After Saturday's blip, the back four were marshalled very well by the solid Dignan and Moore. Keeper Holcroft had an inspired afternoon.
Halton Community Radio.
After the game, I was lucky enough again to catch up with Runcorn Linnets manager Steve Wilks at what was a very windy Church Lane.
We're at Church Lane, Runcorn Linnets have just beaten top of the table New Mills, the dream team so-called, 2-0. I'm here with friend of the station, manager Steve Wilks. Steve, this is a different atmosphere to last time we spoke. You must be really pleased.
Yeah, I think really pleased is an understatement. I think for the lads that have just watched the game, it's a fantastic effort by the players, especially coming on the back of a 5-1 defeat at home on Saturday where we didn't perform well. To come out and perform like they did today was, you know, immense, I think. You know, there's 1 or 2 performances out there. I think you're going to find it hard to find a man of the match, but, you know.
We have to pick a man of the match on the way home. I can't do it. You pick a few that stood out for you. I know Robbie Holcroft had a fabulous game again.
Well, I mean, the thing with me with Robbie Holcroft is, I mean, I know he's made 2 good saves. He's made 2 world-class saves, to be honest. I know one was offside, but he didn't know that at the time. But for me, as a manager, you know, when you're under the cosh last 10 minutes and they're just launching balls into the box, Robbie's coming and picking apples off trees. It's fantastic. And as a defence, you know that if he's coming, you know, he's going to get there. I think you were disappointed on Saturday to get yourself sent off. It wasn't his fault, you know, but he's bounced back today with a magnificent performance.
The work rate of the front two, Dave Thompson and Morrison, absolutely incredible.
I've said this before and I'll say it again as the season goes along. I think that they're going to put centre-halves under so much pressure. They're not going to have a minute's peace. It's phenomenal. You know, they never stop running. There'll be times in the game where we've got to take them off after 65, 70 minutes because of the work rate they've done. You know, but sometimes it's a joy to watch, you know, the bouncing from one fullback to the next. You know, Michael Morrison, he's just a little bit where he's not scoring goals, but for me, he's doing a fantastic job.
Can we call That's another inspired substitution. Jed Courtney scoring with his first touch.
Sometimes, like I said to you on Saturday, sometimes, you know, your decisions come off as a manager, sometimes they don't. On Saturday, leaving Robbie Moores out, that didn't come off. Putting Jed Courtney on and scoring with his first touch, it's come off today. It swings and roundabouts. I'm sure that'll happen again all season. And the spectators.
Number 82, the Barmy Army came up with the goods again.
Absolutely phenomenal. I mean, you know, they started off at Abbey a few weeks ago, I had goosebumps walking in. You know, there must have been, 100 speckies, and you look up and you see all the yellow shirts singing your name, singing the players' name. It's just absolutely fantastic. Absolutely.
We move on to Saturday, Curzon Ashton in the Cup. The same performance will do us.
Yeah, I mean, it's a game that we can go in knowing that we're not the favourites to win it. You know, Curzon are the division above us. They're expected to win it. I looked on the website today and they've already got the Lee Genesis game marked in the next round, so my team talk won't be so difficult on Saturday, I don't think. But it'll be a different game. You know, I've got somebody going to watch them today at Lancaster, so I'll get a match report on them today, see how they play. You might see a little bit of different lineup on Saturday. I don't know yet. We'll see what one or two knocks are. But it's a good game for us because under no pressure we can go and enjoy it.
Steve, enjoy the rest of your bank holiday. Go and have a couple of blue wickets.
I'll try my best, pal. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Steve Wilkes.
Contact the studio on 01928 835 291.
Steve Wilkes, the Runcorn Linnets manager. Really hope he enjoyed his bank holiday Monday evening after that great win. One person who didn't was Runcorn player Jay Edwards, who unfortunately crashed his car on the way to the game at New Mills. Hope everything's okay for Jay. I know he injured his hand, but I hope he'll be back soon and everything gets sorted for him. So it's best wishes to Jay from all the fans of Runcorn Linnets. Talking of the fans, their favourite slot of the show, let's hear what the fans had to say in the bar after the game.
Absolutely brilliant. 2-0 today. Back on form, back on track. We'll have that.
Yes, back to winning ways after a bad defeat.
That's Steve Wilkes. Well, he could teach Fabio Capello a few things after today's performance. What a balanced team he's got out there on the field.
Great result today. Fantastic. 2-0.
I'm doing the man the match award, so you'll have to just hang on for a minute.
Great response to Saturday. Let's hope it continues for the cup on this Saturday coming up.
Today's team was really good at what was the rumours on the pitch. Great goals from the players. Go on, Steve.
A great performance today from the Lits. Well played to all the players, and to Steve Wilkes, yes, the players can do it when they try.
Slightly controversial stuff there from some of the Linnets fans, and there's even more controversial comments after the next report on the Curzon Ashton Cup game.
Across Runcorn and Widnes, 24 hours a day, your radio station. This is Halton Community Radio.
So, in the Vodcat League this week, just three Premier Division matches took place midweek. Glossop returned to the top of the table thanks to a 1-0 victory at Basement Side Atherton Collieries on Monday evening. Rick Bailey with the solitary goal on the hour mark. Runcorn, as we've heard, beat New Mills 2-0. And on Tuesday night, Alsager Town recorded their first victory of the season at the fifth attempt, having been relegated last season from Unibond. They won 2-0 at home to Ashton Athletic. Matt Woolley on the half hour and Lee Jones in the second half. With the majority of the Prem Division sides in FA Cup action yesterday, again, only three games took place in that division on the Saturday. Winsford United had the opportunity to take the top spot on goal difference from Glossop, but they lost their 100% record in a wonderful 2-0 defeat at home to Abbey Hay. And that was Abbey Hay's first victory of the season. Mulholland and Gaia Emmy scoring for Abbey Hay. New Mills lost their second game in under a week when they lost 4-1 at Alsager Town, their second victory of the season. A goal was first half, and it was Scott Taylor for Alsager with the first two goals. Vinnie Brain, who will be known to Linnets fans, got his first goal of this particular spell with New Mills on the hour. Then it was further goals from Matt Woolley and Tom Swan to give 3 points to Alsager Town. Nelson, who were supposed to go down last season but were reprieved at the last minute due to restructuring, recorded a 5-0 victory over Atherton Collieries. That means Atherton Collieries have played 6, lost 6. So after the weekend's games, Glossop North End are still top of Vodcat Premier League, played 5, won 4. In second, it's Newcastle Town, who have still played 3 and 1-3. Runcorn Linnets, even though we played in the FA Cup, have moved up to third with 9 points from 4 games. Winsford also played 4-1-3 in fourth. New Mills are fifth. And Nelson are up in sixth. Keep an eye out on Settlings Town down in 11th, who've played 2-1-2. And at the bottom, it's still the strugglers, Abbey Hay, Flixton, and poor old Atherton Collieries.
Halton Community Radio.
In the FA Cup, 20 Premier League clubs from the Vodcat were looking to progress through to the first qualifying round for £1,500. Only four made it through on the Saturday, and six more and got a replay to look forward to. But the heroes of the round are Atherton, Laburnum Rovers, who won 1-0 at Unibond League Division 1 side Chorley with a goal from Paul Crewe on 16 minutes. They'll now travel to Salford City. AFC Kirkham and Wesham stroke filed, gained a creditable draw against Sheffield. Elsewhere, Silsden earned a replay against FC Halifax Town of Halifax after drawing 0-0 at the Shea in front of 833. And Oldham Town also earned a great draw at Unibond League One, Rossendale United. Of the old Vodcat League ties, Bacup Borough beat St Helens Town 3-1. They'll now play Camel Laird. Colne won 5-0 at Formby, and they'll meet the winners of the AFC filed Sheffield game. Congleton drew with Squires Gate. Bootle beat Padiham. And you look at some of those ties, and you think the tie that Runcorn Linnets got away at Curzon Ashton, the draw really wasn't kind to Runcorn, as we'll find out following this jingle.
Contact the studio on 01928 835 291.
So Runcorn Linnets bowed out of the FA Cup sponsored by Eon yesterday. They were well beaten on the day by Unibond outfit Curzon Ashton at the really impressive Tameside Stadium. Steve Wilkes named the same team that started the previous game on Monday at New Mills, with Nehru McKenzie playing his last game before his enforced 42-day break. Linnets lined up, Robbie Holcroft in goal, Steve Pickup, Brian Walsh, Dignan and Moore at the heart of defence. In midfield, McKenzie and Cunningham, Telfer and White, Michael Morrison and David Thompson up front. Both teams started brightly, with the Linnets giving as good as they got, but the home team looked the most likely to get the breakthrough, and it came on the 16th minute when Elliott picked up a ball 35 yards from goal and advanced to shoot past Holcroft in the Linnets goal for the opener. This would be the start of a great day for the home midfielder Elliott. The game could have been turned on its head on 20 minutes when referee Hughes awarded Runcorn Linnets a penalty for a foul on Brian Walsh by the home left-back Whelan. Up stepped Dave Thompson, who struck the penalty well, only for it to come back off the post, and the chance was gone. It would prove to be quite a costly miss as on 26 minutes. A player that Wilkes looked at bringing in over pre-season struck to make it 2-0, Michael Norton. Not the biggest player, but proved to be a thorn in the Linnets defence all afternoon with his probing. He rose high to bullet a great header past Holcroft to double the home lead. The Linnets were not under immense pressure to hang on till half-time, something they did, despite a couple of chances for the home side in the last 10 minutes of the half. The second half began with Jed Courtney replacing the unwell Thompson. The Linnets still trying to get it down and play some football, but the home team still carried the most danger in their play. On 55 minutes, they increased the lead with Elliott lobbing the advancing Holcroft from just outside the area. The visitors were slightly unlucky on this one, with a player clearly in an offside position, but not the goalscorer, who finished well. Manager Wilkes made a double substitution on 68 to try and bring some pace into the Linnets formation, with Lee Morris and Michael Young replacing Pickup and Rob White. There was good play down the left from Young on 70 minutes for the Linnets, only for his shot to be wide of the mark. At this point, there was only sporadic attacks from the visitors, and the home team had the Linnets on the back foot for long periods. Young set up Courtney for a chance in 75, but the Linnets sub put his effort over the bar in a good position. This would really prove the last opportunity for the Linnets, and Elliott completed the day's scoring on 88 minutes with an easy finish, an impressive performance from Alex Elliott on the day for Curzon Ashton. The Linnets were well beaten over the 90 minutes by a team just a little quicker in thought and movement. The players certainly gave it all they had, and I'm sure manager Steve Wilkes can see where we are and where we want to be at. Padiham next week in the FA Vars represents a good chance of advancing in this season's cup competitions, and now really becomes a massive game for all connected at the club. The attendance at the Tameside Stadium, which I've got to say is one of the best stadiums we've been to with Runcorn Linnets, was 139. Mostly very vocal Runcorn Linnets supporters. Again, the support was fantastic yesterday. Keep it up. Get to Padiham next Sunday. If you can't get there, you can hear all the action on Halton Community Radio 92.3 from 4 till 6 on Sunday Sports Show.
A radio station for the people of Halton, run by volunteers.
What? So does that mean we don't get paid?
Halton Community Radio.
As ever, after the game, Runcorn Linnets manager Steve Wilkes was more than happy to have a chat with us on the Sunday Sports Show.
Steve Wilkes, Runcorn Linnets manager, once again, thanks for joining us. Runcorn have just lost 4-0 to Curzon Ashton in the FA Cup. 4-0, not really a fair reflection, but they are a good outfit. They're a league above us.
Yeah, I mean, I think quality showed in the end. No disrespect to any of my players. Game could have been a lot different, I suppose. But, you know, I mean, we're looking at now at the training facilities they've got, and you can see that they, you know, they like to get it down and play a little bit, and they caused us one or two problems. But, yeah, we said that, we had one or two chances, you know, before, and they got three or four. So we'll take a lot of credit from it. You know, we'll bounce back next week, hopefully, against Padiham and put it right.
The front two especially were good players, different class really, weren't they? We don't come up against that in our league.
No, I mean, Michael Norton played in this league, you know, the league that we were in 2 years ago, and scored 54 goals. Played in the Unibond last year and got 51 goals. You know, unfortunately for us, he's been suspended all season, and today was his first game back. So, but yeah, I mean, we're Robbie Moore, 6'4". I don't think he won an header till 70, 75 minutes. Looking at Norton, I don't think anybody, I've not seen anybody at this level of non-league football win, you know, time he's jumped, and a tremendous player. So we tried to sign him in the summer as well, so.
At 1-0, the penalty maybe could have turned it, but Lady Luck wasn't with us.
Yeah, I mean, he's done everything right, David. You know, he sent the goalkeeper the wrong way. Unfortunately, he's scuffed his shot a little bit, and we gambled with Dave Thompson today. We had to take him off at half-time. He was being sick before the game. We left it up to him if he wanted to play, but at half-time he couldn't do it anymore. He had a banging headache. He was sick twice at half-time, so unfortunately he had to be withdrawn.
We bounced back last week with a great win at New Mills. It's not going to be difficult to pick the guys up for your next fixture, which is Padiham in the Vars.
Well, I mean, it shouldn't be, you know. It's a big game. Obviously, it's a big game for the club. It's, you know, I've got a lot of friends still at Padiham. For 90 minutes next week, they won't be my friends. The manager, well, the assistant manager, who was my assistant last year, just texted me, asked me how we've gone on. So he's looking forward to seeing us next week. So, but yeah, I mean, it is a big game. It's a big game for the club because the FA Vars is a competition that you can go far in. You know, you've only got to look at AFC Kirkham, AFC Fylde, whatever they want to be called nowadays. You know, what they did last year. And I don't see why we can't do that. But it'll be a tough game because I don't think they'll need any winding up in the dressing room next week. So we'll be ready.
It is a tough game from the terraces. The fans are confident we'll be seeing Curzon Ashton again next season.
I hope you're right.
I don't mean them coming down either.
I mean, I don't think they'll be coming down. Like you say, they're a very good outfit. And yeah, I mean, our bread and butter is, you know, the league. It's nice to have a little bit of an FA Cup run. It does bring a few pounds in for the club, but, you know, I've always said at this level, you're not going to win it. Unfortunately, the draw's been tough. Coming to a place like this, if we'd have won today, we'd have played a team from my division in Lee Genesis. You know, you look round at St Helens and Bootle were playing Padiham today. The draw could have been kinder. But, you know, we can concentrate on next Sunday's Vars game and then we can concentrate on the league.
Steve Wilkes, once again, we really appreciate it. Good luck next week.
Thanks very much. Can I just say that the fans today was absolutely tremendous and I hope they bring the voices next week.
Thanks again.
Contact the studio on 01928 835 291.
We also managed to catch up to have a few words with the Linnets skipper, Steve Cunningham.
We're at Curzon Ashton with Runcorn Linnets skipper Steve Cunningham. Steve, 4-0, disappointing, but there's no way they were four goals better than us.
No, I think we let ourselves down, to be honest with you. I think it was a game that we could win. It was a competitive game, but I think towards the end of the game, we've let them just overrun us in a game that was there to be won. turned on the penalty, that would have gone in. Could have been a different scoreline.
Different scoreline, but it's got to go in to say that.
Get ourselves a piece of little paddy next week, don't we?
It's a game we should be winning, you know, but we can't be turning up expecting that we are going to win. I think the season's got to start from there where we can, you know, get a good result and it takes us into league form.
Everyone in the town's behind you, keep it going, mate.
Will do. Thanks very much for the great support again today.
Linnet skipper Steve Cunningham there after the game at Curzon. As you can probably tell from that interview, he's a player that does his talking on the pitch rather than off it. Great fellow though, wears his heart on his sleeve. And I'm sure he's going to take the Linnet to great heights this season.
Halton Community Radio.
As we always do after the Runcorn Linnet games here on Halton Community Radio, we caught up with some of the fans for their opinions in a rather noisy bar at the Thameside Stadium. It's all about opinions. See what you make of this.
Not a good performance, quite shocking, ecstatic. We need to make vast improvements. Let's hope these improvements start at the next game.
We weren't 4 goals worse than Curzon today. Just daft mistakes cost us. In the future, I hope we make progress on that, but all in all, disappointing day.
Very disappointing. Penalty change for game. If that had gone in, I feel it would have been completely different.
If the penalty goes in, it's a different game. At 3-0 we were lost. We were lost in the game. At 4-0 we were definitely out of the game. But hey, who knows? Paddy him next week, we'll be back on track.
So Runcorn Linnet are out of their first run in the FA Cup. But I think they were hard done by and they weren't 4-0 worse than Curzon Ashton. Okay. And we'll get back in the FA bars on Sunday and we'll win that game at Paddy M. Alright, see ya.
See you, bye.
Not really pleased with the result, but I think we'll put it right against Paddy M. We're going to win the Vars.
That's true, Runcornian voice, aren't you?
Not too much between the two teams today, in my opinion. Curzon, you know, 4-0 result, but, you know, maybe Runcorn didn't deserve that. But, you know, Curzon in a high division, maybe Runcorn can look forward to playing them next season. And when we go to next week's match against Paddingham and hope for a better result.
Halton Community Radio.